This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An indie band from Cleveland that exploded into the national spotlight 5 years ago is reconnecting with its roots. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to Cloud Nothing's Dylan Baldy about the band's new sound and his renewed love for home. Dylan Baldy started Cloud Nothing's as a solo project in his parents' Westlake basement while he was a student at Case Western Reserve University. Then he added bandmates, started playing shows, and getting attention from record companies. He dropped out of college, and the band's 2012 album, Attack on Memory, received rave reviews, with angsty hits like Stay Useless. I need time to stop moving. The band's success drew Baldy away from home, living as far away as Paris at one point. Now, at 26, he's returned to Cleveland, living with Cloud Nothing's drummer Jason Jarrett. This year, the band released its fourth album, the much less angsty Life Without Sound. They've been touring all over the world, including their first ever trip to China. But when Baldy returns home, he keeps his world small and simple.
I like places where nobody goes. I mean, as you can tell, it's pretty empty here right now.
Baldy likes to sit on the patio at Mancho's in his Brooklyn Center neighborhood. The Colombian-themed bar and grill is in a nondescript brick building covered by overgrown bushes. Sipping on a beer and enjoying chips and salsa on a rare summer day off, he reflects on how his city has changed for the better.
There's just more going on or something, and people are just in like a better mood almost than they were when I left. We played a show the other day and I said we were from Cleveland, which I haven't said in a long time. I used to start every show like that, but I've been thinking about it and I was like, whoa, I haven't said that in a really long time.
Good response, I'm sure.
It was a good response, actually. People were like, yeah!
The album Life Without Sound came out in January. How has it been playing these songs live?
Yeah, anytime we make a record, the first two are on the record, people aren't like responding to the new stuff, you know, the way they are to the old things. But then as you go back and hit the same places again, people kind of get used to it and are excited about the new stuff.
This is kind of a shift in sound for Cloud Nothing's, a more hopeful record. Can you talk about the progression of this album and how it kind of arrived in this different sound, this more hopeful vibe?
The writing process was pretty solitary versus like the last two before it, where I was at least playing with Jason all the time. He's the drummer in the band, and like running ideas by him constantly. I think when I just make stuff on my own, it's a little more poppy or something that it ends up being if I do it with a full group.
Are you proud of this one, this album?
Yeah, I like this one a lot. Yeah, we put like a lot of work into it. And it's also our first thing in so long. We were doing like a record every year, and then we took like 3 years off, which is crazy.
Baldy is quick to add that he doesn't want to take any more time off. After Cloud Nothing's fall tour, he plans to get right back to work on the band's fifth album, saying that while Cleveland provides a quiet home base, his real home ultimately is on the road. Cloud Nothing's have a hometown show September 24th at the Grog Shop as part of the Cleveland venue's 25th anniversary. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.